All the Raj, Frederick Church, and Lockwood DeForest. Painting, decorating, and collecting at Awana is a new exhibition featuring oil sketches and decorative arts by landscape painter and 19th century tastemaker Lockwood DeForest. The exhibition will open at Awana, the historic home and studio of Frederick Church, in Hudson, New York, this Sunday, May 11th. Lockwood DeForest studied painting with his great uncle, the eminent landscape artist Frederick Church, in the 1870s. The exhibition will begin by highlighting sketches showing that the two artists worked side by side at Awana. At that time, Church was busy designing and building the main house, and the young DeForest watched Church draw inspiration from books on Persian and other exotic architecture. Here to tell us more are Awana curator Evelyn Trebilcock, as well as Dr. Roberta Mayer, a premier authority on DeForest. Dr. Mayer, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe, for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's very nice to have you with us. You are an art historian and a professor at Bucks County Community College, a institution I know very, very well because I live very close to it, and it's nice to hear your accent this morning.
thank you.
I feel like I'm home.
Okay,
and,
good.
And Evelyn, thank you for being with us. Always a pleasure to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Well, is her? Well, we're gonna give you a new mic.
Oh,
try that one.
How's that?
It works. Excellent. Okay. Thank you very much for being here. So, how did you come to this exhibit? How did this come about?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, we've had a couple exhibits that really focused more on Frederick Church, and we wanted to branch out and tell more of the story. And Lockwood DeForest seemed like the perfect place to start because we get to talk about Church as a mentor in the art field, because he taught DeForest, as you said, to paint. But we also get to talk about the design of the main house and how these two collaborate to sort of infuse Olana with these wonderful Indian decorative arts. So the exhibition has this mix of fine and decorative arts and tell sort of this broader story.
And the idea to bring DeForest into it?
I think, you know, he's one of Church's more interesting pupils, again, because he combines this love of painting and drawing that he gets from Church and this interest in art and architecture and decorative art. So it sort of reflects Church's own career, going from being a painter to someone who designs the landscape and house at Olana.
So tell us a little bit, Roberta, if you will, about DeForest and how Church had an influence on him as an artist.
Yes, well, I want to echo some of the points that Evelyn has already made. Olana is a treasure. Everybody knows that. You know, it's this amazing intact house museum. And when you step in the door, you know, you immediately see all of Frederick Church's career. You see him as a painter. You see him as interested in decorative arts and exoticism and all of that. But you also see at Olana Lockwood DeForest's woodwork, Lockwood DeForest's furniture. And there is very, very little Lockwood DeForest that's intact anywhere. You can find Lockwood DeForest, you know, scattered in museums across the country in terms of a piece of furniture there, a little bit of architectural woodwork here, but nowhere, well, not nowhere, there's a few other places, but nowhere is it as wonderful as at Olana, you know, where you see Lockwood DeForest's contribution. So what was missing from that story is, you know, where's Lockwood in all of this? I mean, you see Frederick Church as the patron of Lockwood, but then, you know, you step back and you say, well, you know, who is he? And, you know, how did he get involved with all this? I mean, that's how I got interested in the topic. And as you step back, you realize Lockwood DeForest was a relative. Lockwood DeForest came from a family of lawyers. Lockwood DeForest decided he was going to paint, you know, instead of go to college. And, you know, he had the perfect mentor. You know, the success of Frederick Church was phenomenal. And then he begins his career as a painter. That was never reflected in Olana in the main house. But in this exhibition, it is. And you really see, you know, Lockwood DeForest and Frederick Church working together. And then as Olana was developing, you see Lockwood DeForest, you know, reading the books in Frederick Church's library on Islamic design, right? So, you know, you see Frederick Church planting seeds that later on take root in DeForest's own interest in exoticism and his later focus on India, which he then brings to Olana. Really, Church is one of his first patrons. And so, you know, this exhibition really rounds out, you know, the presence of DeForest and his career. And as I said, it's one of the few places where you can see DeForest's work intact today. I know that was a long answer.
No, it's a great answer. You know, I was interested because in the booklet put out for the exhibit, there is a picture from Church of Winter Sunset from Moana, and then DeForest's Winter Sunset from Moana,
yeah.
And they're so striking because of their similarities. And were they trying? Was DeForest trying to echo what Church was doing, or were they looking at the same thing and came to very similar sensibilities?
Do you want to take that, Emlyn?
Sure.
Or do you want me to?
I really feel like they're sketching side by side when I look at these two works. This was DeForest was at Olana working with Church, learning to paint a lot during the 1870s. And there's a diary entry that's right around winter of 1872 that talks about that, where DeForest talks about capturing a sunset and the effects on snow. And when I look at these two works, I think this is exactly what he's talking about. And I think this is how Church would have mentored DeForest. He would have sort of taken him out and been like, this is the moment, you know, this is the moment to capture. And when you look at these two works side by side, you can see DeForest learning and where he still needs to figure out how to articulate some things in paint. And for us, this is so exciting because it's the first time these two sketches have been cleaned and conserved and on display. So that's great.
That's very cool. Yes.
It is cool. And I also want to just say, you know, this is the first time, too, that I'm seeing these landscapes side by side. But I was aware, you know, of that same sort of process earlier where DeForest and Church sit together on the Acropolis, you know, and paint the Parthenon. So, you know, the idea that they would sit and work together outdoors, and I'm sure, you know, Church critiqued DeForest as he was learning, you know, that makes sense, you know, in terms of their relationship.
Because your teacher obviously is going to have an influence on what you look at and how you look at things.
Absolutely.
And what's fascinating in these paintings is that you see that influence, especially
Absolutely.
When they're side by side. What was the ultimate in, tell us, how many works are going to be are exhibited from Lockwood DeForest?
It's a mix of DeForest and Church sketches, so you get to see them side by side, but there are 11 oil sketches by DeForest as well as a sketchbook, and then there are 2 oil sketches by Church so that you can make the comparison.
And ultimately, how much time did DeForest spend with Church? Roberta?
I think, you know, on and off, you know, for the rest of his career. I mean, Church died in 1900, and, you know, as I said, DeForest was a relative. You know, there are, he learned how to paint with Church early on. He was involved with the first phase of Olana's decorating, and then later on when the studio addition was built, DeForest was involved with that as well in terms of providing architectural interiors. And there's some evidence that even the design of the studio had some influence from DeForest in terms of the architectural books that he had published on Indian decorative arts. And then, you know, what I thought was a really poignant example of DeForest even coming back to Olana and painting in 1904 after Church had died. I think that, you know, he had a lot of love for Church. I think they were close.
That whole design aspect is really interesting and such an important part of the home, but also of this exhibit as well.
It's true. I think Church gives DeForest a love for exotic design and a love for being out in the design of landscape as well. You know, Olana has 5 miles of carriage roads, and what's great about these DeForest sketches is it shows him sketching all over the property. And as Roberta mentioned, we have about 3 sketches from after Church's death, and DeForest comes back and is all over the property sketching the views.
Mm. Well, it's a beautiful exhibit. It's all the Raj. Frederick Church and Lockwood DeForest, Painting, Decorating, and Collecting at Olana. It opens this Sunday and will be on view through November 2nd. So you do have time, but you can take advantage this weekend. It is, again, opening on Sunday. For more information, visit owana.org, owana.org. Evelyn Trebilcock and Dr. Roberta Mayer, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure. Enjoy the weekend, and best of luck for the remainder of the exhibit.
Thank you. The pleasure's mine. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.